Good morning, everyone. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday morning, June 12, 2008. It's now about 6:34 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. We're getting a late start this morning, about 3 minutes late. Don't know how that happened. As you know, I had mentioned before, I had undergone some surgery on my knee, and I've been convalescing. It's not been an easy one. I thought this would be much easier than it was, but it's been very difficult for me and painful. Anyway, let's get some of the mechanics out of the way. Please call in this morning. We have five lines open at 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620 with your comments and questions. This morning, we'll be talking a little bit about the mantra of the political establishment. They want fair oil prices. So, we need to get government involved, don't we? We also want fair food prices. We need to get government involved again. Simply ask the government to get involved, and bingo, instantly we have relief, and everything is back to what we would consider normal. Everyone is happy. This is what we'll be discussing this morning with your comments, 646-652-4620. I'm your host for Liberty Talk Radio, Joe Cristiano. I also want to remind everyone, if you are listening to this broadcast on a rebroadcast or from our archives, you may call in at any time to area code 918-919-0101, and you may leave your comments on the on our telephone line if we don't answer the phone. We will respond to your questions during our next broadcast. Okay, here we go. Let's see, where are we? I have to get a little organized over here this morning. Okay, all right, I feel like Rush Limbaugh. I have to get my stuff organized. Recently, we have heard our candidates for President of the United States talk about what needs to be done regarding the high price of fuel. Well, you know, I always find it amazing, folks, that the free market dictates, fairly or unfairly, the price of a product or a service, and somehow an outside entity such as the federal government can walk in at the tail end or in the middle of this whole cycle, if you will, and fix things. Now, there's something inherently wrong with that logic. Americans have become very lazy. We have become almost lethargic. What we want is we want everything to go our way to our advantage. If it does not, then this is why we pay big taxes to big government so they can bring things back to what we would consider normal. Now, that is television land, folks, and this is where we are. We are in television land. Right. I'd like to talk a little bit about the high price of fuel, which is not very high, but the higher price of fuel, and where we are as a nation, but it applies to absolutely every other product, necessary or unnecessary, in our in a free market society, right? I want you to just think for a second. When the politicians talk about the high price of fuel, and tagged onto that comment, they mention the fact that the oil companies are making objectionably high profits. First of all, they don't mention how much profit they're making. They just mention percentages and increases over the last quarter, whichever figure suits them best. Well, and that means that anything over a certain predetermined amount, determined by bureaucrats in Washington, who happen to be a bunch of bum lawyers, by the way, you know, that we all criticize, but then we elect to office so they can take control of our lives, and we're happy about that, but they are going now to control the price of gasoline. Now, I have a question about this. If the oil companies were making obscene profits, why did they have years where they were not making obscene profits? Do they have like lapses for about 5 or 10 years or 20 years where they go, well, I guess we forgot to make a profit that last 20 years, Bob. You know, I guess we better get on there and fix some prices so we can make some profits. No, it's not the way it works. These guys want to maximize their profits, and being free enterprise organizations in a supposedly free country, they can make as much profit as they want. Now, my question to these politicians who are hawking and talking about the high price of gasoline is that if, in fact, the oil companies had control over the price, why are we paying only $4 per gallon? Now, I want you to think about that, folks. Have you thought about that for a second? Why not $5 a gallon? Hell, if I had control over the price in my business and I can charge whatever I wanted, and I happen to be in the oil business, I wouldn't charge $5 a gallon. I would charge $10 or $20 a gallon. Why not? I have to ask that question. Why $4 a gallon? And why a price like here in Tulsa at $3.79? What an oddball amount. Why don't we just round that off to an even $5 or $10? Why are we screwing around with $3.79? Well, see, the politicians don't answer that question because they cannot. They cannot because the oil companies are not the ones that are controlling the price of oil. And then we vilify the Arab nations for controlling the price of oil when we only receive 17% of our oil from Saudi Arabia, from the Middle East, and the rest we receive from Mexico and Canada primarily. But we never say those damn Canadians, do we? See, the fact is, folks, is that Americans don't know what they're talking about. The government has the American people exactly where they want them. They have them fat, dumb, and stupid. And then whatever the government says, George Orwell, 1984, we repeat. Whatever their mantra is, we repeat. The government wants fairer oil prices. They want an investigation into the oil companies. Well, folks, I want an investigation into our government because it's costing us trillions of dollars a year for an ineffective government that is restricting its citizens of its liberties. It is doing irreparable harm to families by sending its young men and women to an undeclared war. It is occupying nations all around the world. We are the most hated and despised nation. I want to sue the government. I want an investigation. Of course, I can't have one. But we excuse all that, don't we? Because of the high price of gasoline. Well, folks, let me explain to you how we can reduce the price of gasoline. Reduce your driving. Think about that. You don't have to sell your SUV, trade it in, maybe take not only a depreciated loss that you normally would take, but maybe an additional $2,000 to $5,000 loss because no one wants to buy one, and then buy another car, and when you drive it out of the showroom, albeit it'll be a car which is more fuel efficient, And the minute that you drive it out of the showroom, you're going to lose at least another $3,000 to $5,000. So in that transaction, you have lost somewhere around $8,000. Now, when are you going to make up the price, that price differential in the reduced price of gasoline? I mean, the reduced consumption of gasoline. Well, if you do some of the arithmetic, you'll find that it may take you 5 or 10 or 20 years. So everyone is reacting. And the problem that we have is that Americans are no longer what we consider Americans. We are no longer people who can stand up individually and fend for ourselves, because we are so accustomed to having the government do it for us. Why should I drive less? Why should I walk to the store? Why should I carpool? Why should I pollute less? Why should I walk to a bus stop? Why, instead of going on vacation, which is not necessary, if you live in Florida, you don't have to go to vacation in California. Why not we just take a vacation in our own neighborhood? How about an adventure? Why don't we find out what we have to, what our own neighborhood has to offer us? We would save thousands of dollars, and there would be no fuel consumption. And folks, let me tell you, all we need to do is reduce our fuel consumption by 3 to 5%, and the price of oil will plummet. Oil comes out of the ground. It's got to go somewhere. And if it, you can't store that. I mean, you can't have tankers lined up across the Atlantic and the Pacific Ocean. They have to dump that stuff, and they have to make a return trip. And they cannot delay. They cannot sit around for a day or two. But we Americans have become so damn lazy that we look to the government to solve a problem that's within our reach. Government intervention has never, let me repeat this one more time, has never ameliorated any fair price situation. Never. When there's government intervention on the price of gasoline during the Jimmy Carter years, the price of gasoline went up. Now, let me look at it from another point of view. If I was an oil producer and the government said, okay, anything above this amount, we're going to take 90%, and we're going to take that money and give it to the people so they can pay for their gasoline, I'd say, fine, I won't make that much money. And how do I make less money? I'll produce less oil, less gasoline. If I produce less gasoline, what happens to the price, folks? Come on, folks, you know the answer to that one. Yeah, voila, higher prices. You know, the antidote to high prices is high prices. Very simple. It's a basic law of economics. If we do not understand that, we don't deserve to be driving a car. We're not smart enough to drive a car. I don't drive anywhere. Now, I own a hell of a lot of oil stock. You know why? Because I saw what was coming. I said, oh boy, looks like we're in a commodity upswing here. Looks like oil is going to be where it's at. So I had an option. I could have bought a car. I didn't buy a car. I bought an oil company. Hey, now I didn't buy an oil company. I bought stock in an oil company, which is in fact buying an oil company. So when the price of oil goes up, do you think I'm crying? Hell no, I'm not crying. And I say, America, please, be stupid. Drive. Drive all you want. It's on me. Now, every American could be in that same position. Now, you don't have to have millions of dollars. It can be a few hundred dollars, but you can benefit by it. But we are so damn lazy, and we are not lazy, but we will never, ever listen, do we? If someone gives us some good advice, what is the first thing we do?
Well, you know, I don't believe that stuff. You know, because we don't absorb information anymore. We have a real problem with that. We don't understand the essence of liberty. You know, I was listening to some talk radio programs, both on TV, on network radio, and on the computer. On the internet, rather. And I'm just not impressed. Except for a few of the callers that call in on NPR radio, I'd say the average American has got a real problem with critical thinking. We can't think, and if we can't think and we cannot solve our problems, that means we're going to have to rely on someone else. It's like we're a bunch of retards. If you're a bunch of retards, you're going to have to rely on somebody to get you around. Well, we're a bunch of retards here in America, and we're relying on the government to lead us around. And yet, we consider ourselves, you know, red-blooded American independent people, independent thinkers. We're not. We're a bunch of pansies. If we were independent thinkers, we would all be revolting in the street right now. We would be rioting in the street. We'd be protesting in the street. And instead of cheering on the likes of McCain and Obama, you know, we would be booing them. We wouldn't even show up. We would show our dissidents by not even showing up to their stupid campaign speeches. And what does Obama promise? He promises to tax the oil companies. Hey, smart. Oh, that takes brains. You know, and give the money to those who need it. Well, how the hell do you determine that? I need it. No matter how much money I have, give me a million, it's not enough. Give me 10 million, it's not enough. I need it. And I want it. And I deserve it. You know, this country has just gotten so incredibly nonsensical, sensible. I rant and rave about this all the time. How many people do you know, folks, that actually say, you know, screw the government. I can do this on my own. The price of oil is $10 a gallon. I'm going to park my car. If I have to, if I was not forward thinking enough and I need to drive quite a distance to work, I'm going to call and I'm going to find someone who will carpool with me to make it economically feasible for them to get to work and for me to get to work. Even better, what I'm going to do, instead of driving to work, I'm going to put an ad in the paper and say, driving from Happy Valley, wherever I live, to downtown, looking for people to carpool with, will drive. Each can take 5 people at the cost of, and then name it, whatever it costs. Folks, you not only may be able to get to work cheaper and more effectively than you did before, because there will be less cars on the road, but you may also start your own business. You may say, yes, my job is too far away, but I can work out of my home. I'm not going to go to my job anymore. I'm going to start a new business. Or if I cannot do any of those things, no one will be consuming any fuel. And that means reduce fuel for air conditioning or for heating. In other words, we're going to bunker down and we're going to see ourselves through these rough times. You know, I even know families who had 2 incomes and couldn't make it. The solution was that one of the bread earners quit their job. I know it sounds crazy, right? And they found that they were financially better off. Because by that person quitting their job, they sold 1 car, took the proceeds to pay monthly bills, They didn't have the insurance. They didn't have the maintenance or repairs. They didn't have the gas, the normal gas and oil bills that they get every month. Plus, they were able to stay home, do local shopping, eat better, eat a lot cheaper, and their monthly cost was actually reduced. High prices do not require government intervention. What government intervention will do is that it will give us the illusion that we can continue going on the same course that we were going on before, which caused the problem in the first place. Now, folks, I'm not tooting my horn, but I can guarantee you this. I can afford to buy a car. I can afford to buy any car I want. I can afford to go out and buy a Lamborghini LaSalle if I want. I do not own a car, and it's a matter of principle with me. I don't want a car, don't need a car. I can get around. If I need something local, I get on my scooter. If I have to go longer distance, I walk a mile and a half to the bus. My family goes crazy. They say, why don't you buy a car? I say, I enjoy the walk. I need the exercise. I have a senior citizen's pass, cost me 60 cents, so 65 cents, and I can go anywhere in and around the greater Tulsa area. I get free transfers. They even have a bike rack. I bike to the bus on many occasions. I love doing it. I feel like a kid. I'm 65 years old, and I'm doing what high school and college kids do. It makes me feel young. It makes me feel good. And boy, is it inexpensive. And you know, during these high prices, the bus is still 65 cents. And it's air-conditioned, folks. Beautifully air-conditioned. In fact, some days I can just ride on the bus all day and read and be in an air-conditioned bus. Not a bad deal. And what it does provide me, folks, and here is the key, and this is one thing that people do not understand, is by when I decided I am not going to buy a car, what I in fact did is I declared my independence of the system. Now, people will argue that, oh, my car makes me independent. I disagree. I think your car made you dependent on a system that is becoming intolerable. You see, I broke away from the system, and now I'm the guy on the outside looking in and ranting like a maniac on the radio. I want you to think about that. Don't ask the government to get involved. Break from the system. Renew your liberty. Renew your independence. Feel refreshed. Do it on your own, as if you're on an island, shipwrecked, and it is up to you. We are community, and we can all help each other out. If someone came to me and said, Joe, I need some help, I would help them if I could. And vice versa, I'm sure. It's amazing what we can do once we realize that we are free people and all we need to do is exercise our right to be free. I hope if one thing that this broadcast was a little bit of a lesson and a little bit of a spark to motivate people to think differently and to become independent of the system. When you buy silver or gold, you are buying money outside the system. You are divorcing yourself from the system. I suggest we start thinking about that, about becoming independent individuals, critically thinking once again. And I'll leave you with that thought until Sunday evening at 8 o'clock. And now, this is the end of this morning's broadcast. I'd like to thank Grant Jacobs Audiology for their financial support. I'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. And remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there is no middle ground. And remember, don't steal. The government hates competition. Until next time, stay well. Stay tuned.